これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
My brother told me there will be a big music festival nearby this summer.
Really?What kind of music is it?
Mostly rock, and my favorite band is playing. We're planning to go.
That sounds fun. When is it?
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
Where should we take your family to dinner this weekend?
My mom doesn't like sushi, and my father hates pasta.
How about the barbecue restaurant you like?
My brother doesn't eat meat.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 37.
Hi, Tom. What's that you're reading? Another Harry Potter book?
No, it's called Norwegian Wood. It's by the Japanese author, Murakami.
That's a great title. I love the Beatles song with the same name. Is it good?
It's excellent. I'll let you have it when I'm done.
Question 37.What will the woman probably do? Conversation 38.
Do we have any raisins?
I bought a bag last week. It's in the cupboard.
Those got eaten up quickly.
Why don't you get some more when you're out?
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
Laura just texted me. The traffic is really bad on the freeway.
Okay, let's drive along the coast. That should be faster.
Are you almost ready to go? We should give ourselves some extra time.
I'm almost ready. I need about 5 more minutes.
Question 39.Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
This is so funny. You have to see this.
See what? Is that a picture of your cat in the bathtub?
Yes. Her name is Meow. I took her picture this morning when she was sleeping.
She has beautiful black fur, and the white leather collar looks great.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
Keiko, at what age can you vote in Japan?
The voting age used to be 20, but the law changed recently and now it's 18.
So, have you ever voted in any election?
No, I haven't. I just turned 18 last month and there hasn't been an election since then.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Is there a stationery store near here?
The bookshop near the train station sells some stationery. What do you need?
Just some envelopes. We've just run out.
I'm sure they have some envelopes there.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
Did you pass the geography course last semester?
Yes, but I'm not happy with my grade. I got a B.
That's not too bad. I got a C.
But you didn't study hard for the course, did you? I did.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
What's the weather going to be like today?
It's sunny now, but I don't know if it will stay like this for the whole day. Turn on the TV to see the weather forecast.
Let me check the weather on the internet. It's easier. It says sunny in the morning, but heavy rain in the afternoon.
Oh. Maybe it's not a good idea to go on a picnic today. Why don't we go to the new shopping mall that opened last week?
Sounds good.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
What do you think I should get for Karen's baby? It's his first birthday next week.
Maybe a toy?
What kind of toy would a one-year-old like?
I don't know. If it was a girl, I would suggest a doll. But it's a boy, right?
Maybe I'll just get baby clothes.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
The new family next door came to say hi when you were out.
What are they like?
They seem friendly. They have a 5-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl.
Oh, their kids are much younger than ours. I hope they won't be scared of our dog.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Do you think you'd like to try bungee jumping?
I don't think so. Bungee jumping is far too dangerous.
I agree, but some people love excitement.
I do too, but I just don't like being up high.
Oh, what a coincidence. I also have a fear of heights.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
What time does our train leave?
It leaves at 12:30, and we still have more than 2 hours.
Shall we leave for the station now?
It only takes an hour to get there, so let's leave a bit later.
Okay, sounds good.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
Where did you go on vacation?
I went to Hawaii with my family.
Really? How did you like it? I've never been there.
The water was so blue, the people were so kind, and the food was so delicious.
Sounds like you really enjoyed it.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
Hi, Hank. I heard you got a new job.
Not really. Just a promotion that comes with a lot more work.
Oh, I see. So sorry you have more work. But I hope you will enjoy it.
Me too. But it is going to take a bit of time to get used to the new duties.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 51.
Hi, Bob. Want to join me for a coffee?
I'd love to, but I need to go to the post office to pick up something.
I'm going there in an hour if you want me to get it for you.
That would be great. Thanks. And I will buy the coffees.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 52.
I had to cancel my class this evening because of the typhoon warning.
Yes, strong winds usually shut down train lines, and people can't get to classes easily.
So, I guess I am free to go to dinner with you then.
So having canceled classes is not all bad.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
How was work last night?
It was busy. We had so many customers. Did you go to the movies?
No. I had to work on a report for my biology class.
Oh, I see. Maybe we can go together this weekend.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
What are your plans after graduating from college, Kate? Will you look for a job in Los Angeles?
I'm planning to stay in New York. I want to work for a bank. How about you?
Well, I haven't decided, but it would be best if I could work overseas.
That's right. You always said you'd like to work in Asia someday.
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Hi, Ms. Sato.
Hello, Yuki. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. It's about the school band.
Well, I can help you with that.
You asked me to play the tuba again this year, right?
That's right. You did great last year, and everyone enjoyed playing with you.
Thanks. I really loved it, too, but I'm not sure if I can come to practice this year.
Well, I guess we could ask one of the new students to play tuba.
That would be great. I could use the time off to study English.
Okay. I'll ask someone else and let you know during history class.
Question 55. Which club did the student belong to last year? Question 56. What will Ms. Sato do next? Long conversation 2.
Mr. Smith, can we ask you a question?
Sure, May. What's your question? Is it about the vacation?
No. Will you be our teacher again next year?
I'm afraid not. I usually only teach first-year classes.
But the whole class said they wanted to keep studying English with you for another year.
I'm so glad. I'd like to keep teaching you, but you'll learn more from having a new teacher.
Then how come we have to have the same math teacher next year? Could you please think about it?
I wish I could.
Question 57. Who will teach the math class next year? Question 58. Based on the conversation, what will the man do next year?
それでは、リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では、3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には、問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して、2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
I want to welcome all of you to your first freshman English class. My name is David Miller. Please call me Dave. I'll be your teacher this year. To begin,I'd like to introduce myself. I was born in Chicago, but my family moved to California when I was 3 years old. I lived near San Francisco until I was 10. Then we moved to San Diego. I went to college at the University of California, Los Angeles. There, I majored in Japanese language and Japanese studies.I've always been a fan of Japanese anime films, especially the ones from Studio Ghibli. I've seen all of their films. I spent my third year of college studying in Japan at a college in Osaka. It was the greatest experience of my life. I lived with a Japanese family, which made such a difference in my ability to speak and understand Japanese.I really recommend you try to study abroad while you're in college. Now, let me talk a bit about this class. Freshman English is a class where you will really use English to communicate. You'll have freshman English 4 times a week, on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Monday and Tuesday,The class is in room 6202. And on Thursday and Friday, the class will be next door in room 6203. All of the teaching materials will be on the iPad. It's important that you bring your iPad to class every day. And be sure the battery is completely charged before you come to class.
Question 59. What is true about David Miller? Question 60.Which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 2.
Ketchup is the most loved table sauce in North America. In the United States, 97% of households report having a bottle in their refrigerators. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the word ketchup comes from a Chinese word which means spicy fish sauce. It is believed that this sauce spread to the Southeast Asian area, which is now Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. The British explorers likely discovered this sauce in this area, returned home, and tried to make the same thing. This probably happened in the late 17th or early 18th centuries, as the first recipe using the word ketchup was published by a British university professor in 1732. But this was not the ketchup we would recognize today. The early ketchups were thin and dark. The British used mushrooms, walnuts, or oysters to reproduce the fish sauce they tasted in Asia. At this point, ketchup lacked one important ingredient. It was only in the early 19th century that tomato was first used in what came to be known as ketchup. The first recipe for tomato ketchup was published by an American scientist in 1812. Then a Pittsburgh-based businessman, Henry Hines, started producing tomato ketchup in 1876 and became successful. Nowadays, his company is the most famous producer of tomato ketchup.
Question 61. Where was tomato ketchup first produced? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 3.
Nick Hanauer has more than one house. More than two. In fact, more than three. He has one house in the USA. He has a house in Mexico. He has a house in the San Juan Islands. And he has two ski houses. But he is trying to sell one. So, Nick Hanauer is very rich. But he wasn't born into a rich family. And having so much money makes his wife super uncomfortable. He works hard, and he's reasonably smart. But he was definitely, and has repeatedly been, in the right place at the right time. For example, he co-founded a tech company, which he later sold to Microsoft for $6.4 billion. So, he's not just in the top 1% of rich people. He's in the top 0.01%. And he's worried. He believes the growing gap between the rich and the poor is bad for everyone. He believes that the gap needs to become smaller. And the rich can help make it smaller. He has been asking the government to make rich people pay higher taxes. And he thinks workers should be paid more money. And he says all of these ideas aren't just good for poor people, they'll actually help rich people too.
Question 63. What is the main topic of the monologue? Question 64. Which one of the statements is correct about Nick Hanauer according to the monologue?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。